Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is James 4, verse 11 to 17. James chapter 4, verse 11 to 17. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money, while you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. My theme for reflection is recognizing God's sovereignty over our words and plans. Recognizing God's sovereignty over our words and plans. In James 4, 11 to 17, James warns us of the subtle arrogance that can creep into both our speech and our plans. He cautions us, do not speak evil of one another. Who are you to judge? And challenges those who confidently declare, today or tomorrow we will go and make a profit, reminding them of the uncertainty of life and God's control over all things. These verses highlight two common acceptable sins we often overlook: speaking carelessly about others and planning our lives as though God has no say in them. It is easy to fall into a habit of criticizing others or making quick judgments, often without thinking about the harm our words might cause. James is not telling us never to use discernment. Scripture encourages us to recognize sin and speak truth with love. But he warns against the tendency to gossip or look down on others, as if we are somehow better or more righteous. When we speak this way, we put ourselves in the place of God, forgetting his command to love your neighbor as yourself. Only God fully knows the heart of each person, and only he has the right to judge. Our words should therefore reflect humility and kindness, acknowledging that we often don't see the whole story of someone else's struggles. James also addresses how we plan our lives. Planning is wise and encouraged in the Bible, but making our plans without considering God's will is like living as if God doesn't exist. It is a kind of practical atheism where we forget that God is the ultimate guide of our lives. Life is uncertain and brief, like a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Recognizing this should lead us to hold our plans loosely, saying, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. This is not just a polite saying, it is a deep acknowledgement that God is in control and that our future belongs to him. My dear friends, James's call for humility can feel countercultural today. We admire people who take charge and make things happen, but James challenges us to remember that boasting about our plans without depending on God is not just arrogant, it is spiritually dangerous. when we feel uncertain about the future, like during a career change or a personal crisis, we might be tempted to control every outcome ourselves, even if it means compromising our values. But these compromises often reveal a lack of trust in God rather than true ambition. This reminds me of the parable of the prodigal son. We tend to focus on the reckless actions of the younger son, but the elder brother's self-righteousness is equally troubling. He followed all the rules but lacked compassion for his brother. Both attitudes, self-righteousness and self-sufficiency, can keep us from experiencing God's grace. True humility means accepting that we are all equally dependent on God's mercy. We need to avoid judging others harshly or planning our future without submitting our lives to Him. As Robert Burns once wrote, "Oh, what some power the gifty give us to see ourselves as others see us." This line reminds us of our human tendency to view ourselves as above others or fully in control. Burns' words, like James's message, invite us to look honestly at ourselves, to recognize our dependence on God, and to let humility shape our words and actions. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you tend to act as if you are in control rather than submitting your plans to God? Number two, how can you speak about others in a way that reflects grace and humility even when you disagree? Heavenly Father, help us to recognize our place before you. Teach us to speak with humility, to plan with surrender, and to trust in your will for our lives. When we are tempted to compromise or presume too much, remind us that you are the sovereign Lord of all. May our lives reflect a spirit of grace and humility in all that we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.